It will be another crowded debate stage in Atlanta with 10 Democrats vying for the spotlight. The two leading contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, will be center stage. But one candidate drawing extra attention at the moment is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Poll show Buttigieg has surged into a lead in Iowa, the state that will kick off the caucus and primary voting in February.
The more voters hear my message, the more supportive they become, and the more we're able to grow our base.
Biden continues to lead in national polls and argues he would be the strongest candidate to take on President Trump next year.
Let me say this. Whomever among us ends up being the nominee for the Democratic Party, the next president is going to inherit two things for certain. A nation that's divided and a world in disarray.
Warren also remains near the top of the Democratic field, but finds herself on the defensive of late over her sweeping plan for a government health care program, Medicare for All.
Come caucus for me and come fight alongside me, because this is our time to dream big, to fight hard, and to win.
One new Democratic contender who will not be in the debate is former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, who announced last week that he was entering the race.
This campaign, and I think, is an opportunity to bring people together.
Also, former New York City mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg may join the race as well. The entry of additional candidates raises questions about the current field of contenders, says analyst Larry Sabato.
It's obvious many Democratic leaders are very worried about the top echelon. Each of the candidates has problems. Too old, too young, over-experience, under-experience, and then too far left, too far right, you name it.
Eight other contenders will be on stage for the Atlanta debate, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, California Senator Kamala Harris, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.